It's Wednesday, the 21st day of September, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is one of those nights where I'd like to be able to be several places at once.
That's not really possible, though.
I don't know. I'm working on it.
Okay. Right.
As soon as I learn to fold the space-time continuum.
There you go.
But for those of you who can, there's a group coming to George's tonight as part of a tour of the middle part of America. The band's name is the Cleverleys. They are a fictitious group of family members who call Arkansas home. They play traditional bluegrass instruments, but they do so in a humorous vein, according to our music writer, Kevin Kinder, such as by covering Beyoncé's Single Ladies.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
I think I know where I have to be tonight.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, $10.
Okay.
George's Majestic Lounge. Tonight is the first night of the last weekend of the trip to Bountiful at Fort Smith Little Theater. It's a lovely play. I've seen it two or three times in Northwest Arkansas over the years. It will remind you some of Fried Green Tomatoes, the movie. You'll enjoy it. It's a play about home.
So far you've had us on Dixon Street and in downtown Fort Smith.
Showtime in downtown Fort Smith is 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10. And if you're headed for Fort Smith and you can figure out how to fold the space-time continuum, veteran saxophone player Jeff Coffin, who's played with Bella Fleck and the Dave Matthews Band, is on tour with his own band called the Mutet. You might recognize him because you see him playing two saxophones at the same time.
Really?
Apparently he can fold the space-time continuum. Showtime tonight is 7:30 at Second Street Live in Fort Smith, and tickets are $30. You can find out more at secondstreetlive.com.
Going to have to only go to one.
Good luck with that.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper.